Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. Southern Haiti is still reeling from the destruction caused by Hurricane Matthew last week. The death toll, several hundreds, in some places reported up to 1,000, and nearly 200,000 people are living in shelters. The hurricane spared the capital city of Port-au-Prince, but devastated the country's southern peninsula, particularly the remote villages there. Aid organizations are having a hard time reaching those remote areas, and there's a growing fear that the country will see a resurgence of cholera, which has killed thousands of Haitians since the earthquake in 2010. John Hasse is National Director of World Vision Haiti. He joins me now from Port-au-Prince. John, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What are the most urgent needs in Haiti right now?
The greatest needs are really clean water. Like you talked about, the cholera is just a real concern for everybody here on the ground. The second is, you know, we're still in the rainy season. So at night, you see the rain coming. During the day, it's a beautiful day today here in Port-au-Prince and down in the south, as I've talked to our teams. But in the evening, it's going to rain. And so keeping people out of the elements, keeping them, you know, out of the rain and protecting them from flooding. So emergency shelter. And then many organizations, including World Vision, have already started providing food to people. So just meeting people's basic needs are still in that emergency phase. So we're trying to meet people's basic needs.
Avoiding cholera right now at this moment, does that mean trucking water, if you can, to these remote villages so that they have clean water to drink and to use?
I know that several organizations are. World Vision is providing chlorine tablets, you know, and other water treatment mechanisms to people, helping them be able to collect their water better and making sure that it's safe for their consumption.
John Hasse, what is at the root of the threat of famine here? Is it lack of transportation? Is it destroyed infrastructure? Lack of aid in the first place? What's at the root of this?
Well, I think, you know, famine's a very strong word. And I think that really what's happening is we're in the place now where crops have just been destroyed. It's just as many of them were about to be harvested. And so people, as they're going into the next few months, aren't going to have just enough to eat. And so World Vision, and I know I've been talking with donors and others, other groups, we're all concerned around just in the next coming weeks, actually even right now in many areas, is the planting season. And so people's crops and their seed reserves have been destroyed. And so we're rushing to try and get as many seeds out to and agricultural supplies out to these farmers as possible. Many of their fields, as we've heard, have just been destroyed. There's trees in there. There's debris all over them. So cleaning all that mess up is going to be a real chore in the coming days and weeks.
We've talked about governance a lot when it comes to Haiti and this disaster. There was supposed to be an election right before the hurricane hit.
Right.
Is the Haitian government now, which is an interim government, able to effectively coordinate recovery efforts, or are you all operating essentially independent of that situation?
No, there is a strong coordination mechanism in place. You know, and you're seeing different actors take different roles. I think definitely the UN and the NGOs are really trying and very much trying to support the government's platform as much as we can in terms of just, you know, really trying to help the response plan that's out there.
So, John Hasse, often in disasters of this kind, you know, I'm thinking of New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina, which is admittedly in a far different place than Haiti. But these things are often seen as an opportunity to rebuild in a new way that avoids problems of the past, slums, poor construction, lack of funds, water infrastructure. Is it too soon to be thinking about a vision for reconstruction in Haiti that helps avoid the next disaster?
This is the time to be thinking that way. So as we do respond, we're already thinking months and years out. We're already planning for what type of housing is going to be reconstructed? What are the water systems going to be looking like? You know, this area that was hit had one of the only working water systems in the whole country. And so we want to make sure that that gets back to hopefully even better than it was before. So this is the time to really be thinking about those things and how I hope that, the government and the UN and other actors aren't just thinking, okay, let's save lives, which we all are thinking. But really have that same perspective that many of us do is, what is it going to look like in a year, in 2 years?
John Hasse, I appreciate you talking to us today because I know you're busy. So when you leave this interview and you go out into Port-au-Prince, job one for you today, what is it?
It's making sure that all those supplies are continuing to go to get out there and to keep the logistic chain going so that our teams that are distributing and helping communities on the ground that all of those supplies keep moving to them. Also, just taking care of our staff. Their families have lost their possessions, their homes. And so taking care of them, making sure that they can continue in this for the medium and the long term as well.
John Hassey, we wish you the very best in those efforts.
Thank you.
John Hassey is National Director of World Vision Haiti. Spoke to me from Port-au-Prince.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.